Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
I live in Sunny Bay, a neighborhood that is a few blocks long and a few blocks wide in San Mateo, California. There are single-family homes for the most part. La Morenita, a Mexican grocery store, anchors it on the south, and a plant nursery does the same on the north. Owning a home here feels like winning the lottery. There's a perception the limited space on the peninsula, combined with the hot job market, explain why housing is inaccessible. Good job for getting in at all is a common refrain. Unbeknownst to many, this is hardly the full story. Homeownership in Sunny Bay has never been about luck. A restrictive covenant dated August 22, 1940 was written into our home's title. It states, no property described in these restrictions can be leased, rented or conveyed, used or occupied by a person or persons other than those of the Caucasian or white race. Were it still enforceable, the covenant would have precluded us from the possibility of living here. I worry that we forget the ghosts of our own past too easily, intentionally excluding Mexican, African-American, Asian-American, Native, and poor whites from owning a home isn't about the die falling disfavorably. Covenants are ghosts living in our closets, intentional design and public policy decisions meant to exclude. They rob families of building generational wealth, fueling the well-known racial wealth gap. They segregated our country, neighborhood by neighborhood, along lines of race and income that persist today. What to do? Explore, expose, and acknowledge restrictive covenants in a home you may own. Welcome newcomers and immigrants to the community. Support mixed income and fair housing. Engage as a volunteer in your city's planning commission. Bottom line, we all have a stake in getting this right, and we each have a role and a responsibility to act in the interest of our families, our neighbors, and of those who should have been our neighbors too. With a Perspective, I'm Pablo Quintanilla.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.